Japery trying to dart back to the far side with Rising Sphere. Then came Bella Nipotina. Lord Olympus behind those. Celestine has a bit to do. As they reach the 300, the bopper goes to the front from Bella Nipotina. Japery over in the middle of the track and Lord Olympus running on. It's the bopper with Bella Nipotina. And here's Capriccio on the outside, who's also flying home. Bella Nipotina with Capriccio the outside. Capriccio over the top. Capriccio. Bookmakers are heading to the Bahamas. Beat Bella Nipotina and Lord Olympus for fourth.
Well, that's where they may be heading, but I'm sure there was some loyal connections and maybe some astute punters who were cheering Capriccio, and certainly Dan Bowman was pleased to see her hit the line. He joins us this morning. Maybe out at the sales looking for the next Capriccio. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Warren. Yeah, that's it. Out here at Inglis early, just doing our final preliminary work and getting our short list down to our last list.
As punters and form analysts, sometimes we're slow learners. When you threw Ocean Beyond in the deep end at Moonee Valley, you said you don't often do that sort of thing, and maybe that should have been a lesson learned going into yesterday. What were your thoughts going into the race?
Yeah, you're right. We got a bit of a line on where most of our horses are at, so I just thought she was ridiculous price, having only had three starts and, you know, went to town last prep a bit early and just wasn't ready for it, so... You know, 6 months is a long time in racing for her to mature and improve. So, you know, the yard watchers might have found her. Maybe why she was 91 into 41 late in the last half hour. But we thought she could run well. I thought she could run a nice fourth or fifth. Being first up might have been a tough assignment. But, you know, copped a 10 out of 10 ride from Damien and she was just too good for him.
Obviously, first up yesterday and a terrific race to win, a $500,000 race, albeit sales restricted. What does this campaign hold for her?
The plan was to kick off there and then head to Adelaide for the Redalva and maybe the Euclid, but we might just have to recalibrate and have a close look at the calendar and maybe raise the bar. It's really hard to know off those restricted races, but, you know, Bella Nipotina and the Bopper, they had good form coming in, so we beat them, and who knows, I reckon we have cracked some black type going forward now.
Mention Ocean Beyond, a horse you threw in the deep end and now a stakes winner at Moonee Valley. What's the latest with him?
He's just about to start doing some fast work the next week or so, and he's set for the Euclid, so that's probably the other thing. I don't want to have him clash them two horses, so I'll try and aim a different path with her now, but yeah, he'll start galloping up soon and he'll head there, and if he's to win there, then he'll be nommed in the Goodwood as a sneaky, and then maybe Queensland.
To the Moon Alice down the straight yesterday behind Tycoon Hummer, what did you make of that run?
She just got lost, you know. We thought that Hayes' horse may roll forward and we'd have a couple to follow. And Jamie just said, just at the 300 when the Mars horse dropped off, she just floated and just was looking for a bend or looking for a horse to follow for a bit longer. And she just sort of just whacked away. But she said she thought at the 400 she was going to win, but just had a heap to offer. But the filly just didn't know how to give it to her. Still just learning. So we'll give her a little break and she'll be a nice horse in the spring.
One runner today at Ballarat, Cremont, going into to race three, third up. How's she progressing?
Finds its right race. Still does a bit wrong, but Johnny Allen jumps on. Small field, should be able to sit just behind the speed, and it likes galloping around this horse, so if he can do that, it'll get its chance.
How's your inspections going out at Acorns Junction?
Yeah, pretty good for me. Narrowed the shortlist down to about 12 or 13. So we're just having the last third look at them now and then get them bedded and whatnot and make sure we've crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's before we put our hand up.
Well, training winners like Capriccio and Ocean Beyond and others, a great advertisement for the stable. Be good to your mother, obviously. Your Group 1 winner, yourself and Danita and the team do a terrific job. Daniel, good luck at the sales and good luck for the weeks ahead.
Thanks, Warren. Can I just say, you know, big thanks to Inglis for putting the series on, and if you do happen to get involved in a horse today or put your hand up, make sure you pick that English series box, because I know there was a few trainers wanting to set their horse for that race only to find out that they hadn't ticked the box when they bought it, so they're a bit frustrated. So make sure you do it and give yourself a chance to run in a race like that yesterday.
Absolutely. $275,000 first prize yesterday. What did you actually pay for Capriccio?
300. So they're all square now. They got their money back. So take a bit of pressure off me.
Well done, Daniel. Good luck at the sales and good luck in the weeks ahead.
Thank you.